Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is 2:40 on a beautiful Tuesday here in Cleveland. It's time for Quick Hits.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angels, Angels,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry, hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
All right, JP, Shador Sanders liked an Instagram post of a local reporter that called for him to play after the bye week against the Jets. Is this a bad look for Shador?
I don't think it's a bad look, but I do think it's interesting. I think it's interesting because a lot of younger people speak through what they like as and use a like as an endorsement, and clearly Shador feels like it's his time to start. Feels like he's better than Dylan Gabriel, and he should be the one out there.
I don't think it's a bad look. I think this kind of stuff was harder hitting like 10 years ago. I think we've come to mean it's just like you're allowed to like whatever the hell you want. It does, in my opinion, though, you and I have, I think, been on top of the fact that I really don't know that Shador and Dylan like each other. Now, it doesn't matter in terms of, you know, who wins, who any of that, or who plays. Mm-hmm. But I do think this is another bit of evidence that there's some sort of divide between those two young men.
Yeah, which think about the situation that they're in. Like, wouldn't it be really hard to like that person anyway? Like, both taken in the same draft, both vying for the same opportunities, both, like, I think that'd be incredibly hard to like that person in general anyway.
I mean, I think it happens more than you realize in the NFL. I'll be honest with you, if there's some sort of disconnect there, even if they're both still being professional doing their job, I kind of put it on the coaching staff. Because from Shador's side, I would understand if he has a perception that Dylan's the chosen one and he's not.
Yeah.
And that's
And meanwhile,
that's
the
his
chosen
side.
One is struggling right now.
And from Dylan's side of things, he's the chosen one and doesn't like the attention that Shador gets. I would understand if either of those guys felt that way.
No, yeah, both sides have an equal gripe. No doubt about it.
Now, real quick, Johnny on Twitter saying that we talked about trading Miles without mentioning the dead cap hit. And he criticizes us. So for everybody that heard the first two segments talking about trading Miles and how that would be possible after this year, can you walk them through?
Yeah, I don't know who is just putting this out there that it's not possible. It's very possible. You just have to go to the
Johnny Bean Goodberry.
You have to go to the furthest part of this, and you have to use the trade of a post-June 1st one designation. And for this upcoming year, if you did the post-June 1st designation, it'd be a $15.5 million dead cap hit, $11 million the next year, $8 million, then $4 million. So it's very reasonable. It's like a third of the amount of money that you're doing for a dead cap hit on Deshaun Watson. $15 million is not cheap. It's not something that most teams would be happy to swallow, but that is very, very reasonable. Now, if you do it at any other context, if you do a trade pre June 1st, okay, so even when we're talking about like a trade for this upcoming week, for instance, that is $60 million off the rip and then $40 million the following year. That's where you're into uncharted territory and stuff you can't really get out of in many ways. If you do just a straight up cut in either direction, that also is an absorbent and very high dead cap hit, but the post June 1st trade is not. It's very reasonable.
That's for you, Jenny Bean.
Omaha!
I'm just getting mad at Daryl now. Daryl's the one that's perpetuating this. I saw the headline of the Ken and Anthony show this morning,
uh-huh.
And the headline was, Miles' contract is untradeable. And it's like, no, it's not. And I'm sitting there yelling about it. I see Weima tweeting out there earlier today. Ah, if it's untradeable, Andrew Berry should be fired. It's not untradeable. Also, another nugget on this. By the way the NFL contracts work, if both parties do agree, you can restructure it any way you want. Mm. Unless you're up to a third-year player in the NFL and you're on your rookie contract, that you can't do. But as long as both teams do agree, you can restructure it literally any way you want to.
Mm. Which means it could happen this week. Just saying.
Yes, in theory. Yes, you're right. Yeah. In theory, yes. If Miles wanted out that badly, yes, he could give up some of the money and the guaranteed money, and you could get away out of it. Yes, you could.
Honestly, if Miles did it, I might respect him a little bit more. I would hate it. I would absolutely hate it. I know I've been critical of Miles. I love watching that guy as a football player. As a person, sometimes some of the stuff he does drives me crazy. I love the football player, and I actually think secretly he is kind of a brilliant dude, but like, I would respect that. I would understand drawing a line in the sand and using whatever power you have right now in the moment to do it.
It would be unprecedented to do it that way, but Miles would do so with the idea that whatever team is signing him is going to give it all right back.
Hmm.
And so, like, it's not as crazy as you think from that perspective.
Think about this. Jacksonville gives you their 27 and 28 first and Brian Thomas Jr.
I'm going to assume he's not going to do all this stuff to go to Jacksonville. I'm just going to make an assumption out there. I think Jacksonville's probably his no-fly zone.
Why?
Because of Trevor Lawrence.
That too.
Probably a good enough reason.
Yeah, because he's not very good.
Duval.
Oh, yeah, Liam Cohen. Well, that'd be a weirdo.
You want to speak into an empty existence. Let's go to Jacksonville. You can't even complain loud enough.
Liam Cohen, Trevor Lawrence, and Myles Garrett together. That just sounds miserable, just if you say it out loud.
Oh, I can already just feel it for Miles. All right. Did you watch Game 3 of the World Series? That was a big contention earlier today around the station.
I watched about 6 innings through various parts of the game.
Yeah, I had it up the entire night, but I did have main TV priority to the Chiefs game, and then around the 7th inning or so, right before Ohtani hit the game-tying home run, that's when it got main TV. The Chiefs game ended up boring me. We'll get to that a little bit later on. And then I made it to about the 10th inning or so, about midnight, I had to call it. Now, past me would have stayed up the entire way, but I couldn't because I have a child, 2 children now, and I just need sleep when I need sleep.
I fell asleep with it on my bedroom TV in like the 12th inning, woke up like an hour later, I think, and it was like the 17th inning, and I was like, well, I got to watch to the end of the game now. Right?
That's kind of fun, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I can't remember which flyout it was of Freddie Freeman that looked like a home run. And after that, it was like the traditional, And then I started falling back asleep, and then then I woke up again like the 17th inning.
9 times Shohei Ohtani reached base in Game 3. He had the 2.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Home runs, he had the 2 doubles, and then they just started intentionally walking him a bunch because they realized that they weren't going to let Ohtani beat him. Was this the Shohei Ohtani game for the ages?
It was, and I think they need to limit intentional walks in baseball games because you shouldn't be able to walk the best player on the planet 4 times.
Limit intentional walks? Like, you only get an X amount of number in a game? Is that what you're suggesting?
No, per hitter. You can only intentionally walk somebody once a game.
Oh,
now this is strategy. I like strategy in these type of games. I do. I don't hate this idea. Now Barry Bonds would have just a fit because he probably should have hit about 20 more home runs easily if they hadn't done that to him back in the day. But like that's an interesting wrinkle.
Think about it. It is the biggest moment in sports. Or sorry, in baseball. It is the Fall Classic that's now basically played the winter. But it's the Fall Classic, and four times the best player on the planet has come up with a chance to win the game. And it's fair that Toronto did it, and they were like, okay, move them over. Like, that's not in the spirit of baseball.
And it also takes your best player and part of the game that's the most exciting is watching Ohtani hit and just removes it.
In extra innings. You're already punishing us by playing 18 innings. The least you could do is throw to the guy.
You know, this is not a conventional baseball thought at all, but I'm very much co-signing this thought. I like this one. This is a good idea. Is this a... how soon could we put this in is the problem.
Tonight?
I need it for game four. While as Ohtani pitches tonight, I need them to put this thing in.
Yeah, it's just...
I don't know that they're going to pitch to Ohtani the rest of the series.
That's essentially what John Schneider said was, yeah, expect to see more of it. And I was like, again, I can't be mad at him. He's just doing the right thing by the rules of baseball now. But the idea that this is happening, and by the way, the idea that you're walking Ohtani so you can face Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman... You kind of get what you deserve anyway with Freeman walking your ass off, but I'm not mad at John Schneider, but this is a loophole in baseball that needs closed.
Okay.
Omaha!
Nebraska gearing up for USC this weekend, and Huskers head coach Matt Rhule had high praise for Trojans head coach Lincoln Riley.
He's a great guy, first of all, a brilliant offensive mind. He's going to score no matter what. But also, you know, I divide college coaches up into two categories. Guys, if I see them, you know, at a bar or a restaurant that I would, and they don't see me, that I'd walk in and say hello to, and guys I just keep walking past. And Lincoln Riley's a guy I'd go sit down with. So I think he's an awesome guy and a great coach.
I think we should decipher all people and all walks of life into this. So give me one college coach you'd sit down with and have a beer with, and give me one coach you'd walk right past.
All right. I'd walk past Dabo.
Really?
Yeah.
He's actually awesome.
I heard he's really nice.
When you're not doing the public thing, he's actually awesome.
I've heard he's really nice. No, thank you. Actually, I'm going to add an additional here, too. I'd walk past PJ Fleck. I think people love him in a way that I find nauseating.
What?
And I think the fact that he wears, listen, it's a nod to Tressel, I get it, but you're not Tressel, okay? It just comes off
I think he's cosplaying.
A little bit too much of a try hard. You brought row the boat from one spot to the next. Like, there's a lot about PJ Fleck.
He created it.
That I just don't vibe with it. Leave that in the past. Don't bring that to Minnesota. There's something about him that just annoys me. I just get annoyed by PJ Fleck constantly.
Okay.
Not a fan in the slightest bit. Who I would have a beer with?
Yeah.
This will come as a surprise because I just called this one person a tryhard and this the other. Screw it. I'm not going to say Marcus Freeman. I was going to say Marcus Freeman, not Marcus Freeman. Brent Venables. So I'm going to go at Dabo,
so Dabo
and say no.
Acolyte.
But the disciple of Dabo is who I'm going to drink
with. Out of spite? Are you getting the beer with Brent Venables as spite?
Basically, I just feel like he is the right mixture of definitely going to pay for the tab. That's not even debatable. Like, he's just always going to reach for the tab, but also seems like he'd just be chill with not saying a lot of words and just kind of hanging out, and I kind of like that.
All right, I will say I will get a beer with Matt Rhule. I think I'm going to have to pass on, Pat Narduzzi. Mm. He's just a little too serious for me. Like, I feel like the whole point on have a couple beers with somebody is that by like the third beer, you relax and you're yourself.
Yeah.
I feel like Pat Narduzzi, no matter how many he has, is still just Pat Narduzzi. And I just don't think he's a good hang. I think he's a bad guy. I just think he's a good hang.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Omaha!
Nope, not gonna do it.
Oh, come on. Nope. I threw like seven out there.
I was gonna do Scott Satterfield of Cincinnati.
You're right. That makes no sense.
Because I loved him at App State. And then I watched him at like Louisville and Cincinnati. I'm like, oh, you're just the guy that kind of jumps from place to place and kind of just you jump right before you get fired. You're not really that good of a football coach. Nothing personal though. I just don't want to have a beer with you.
The future is now in New Orleans, apparently. That's the headline. Tyler Shuck is going to be the starter. Spencer Rattler.
Oh, shucks. That should be the headline.
Well, as so many people... People mispronouncing Tyler Shuck's name is always funny to me.
Show. I've seen that.
It's like they do it every way but Tyler Shuck, which makes sense because it shouldn't be pronounced Tyler Shuck. You shouldn't spell it that way and then pronounce it the way that he does. Rattler, I thought, was actually having a pretty decent season until the past couple weeks. Then he just started throwing interceptions.
You know, though, God's got a great sense of humor. Putting a guy named Shuck with a name spelled like that in Cajun territory. You can just imagine the callers to Sports Talk Radio are just hilarious.
Oh, it would be miserable.
Oh, they just like.
Did he just say that? No, he said Chuck. He said, I'm sure he said Chuck.
In fairness, we butcher Quinshon Judkins. So I don't know. We have a lot of room to talk.
Well, we don't. People here do, though.
It was like a royal we. I was trying not to be a complete D about it.
I still don't know where
correct.
That comes from, though. I don't understand where the N comes from for people.
I don't know how we could. I don't know how we could mess up Holmgren, though. It said right. It was said right on national television for 30 years before he got here.
Yeah. That's kind of embarrassing. I don't know.
Shucks.
I care about names, I guess. You think he's going to be good?
No, I did. He's 75 years old.
He is 75. He's also 6'5" too. He's a massive human.
He does have a nice arm though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Comparative to Dylan Gabriel.
Well, they're the same age. Saying a lot of people have a nice arm comparative to Dylan Gabriel.
By the way, Big Mike's weigh about 75 times on the YouTube stream has said boycott the Browns. So I think Big Mike's weigh. Would like Big Mike's way to be us boycotting the Browns.
That's I can't see it unless it's a super chat, buddy.
Yeah, I'll look at that. Oh, I like what you're doing there, little. I see what you're doing there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.